Welcome to this week's edition of the Swans Big Footy Podcast. My name is Bonds, and joining me today is SM.
Hey, guys.
Swans Rule.
Hello.
Punts.
How's it going?
And Bon.
Why am I last?
Full house today, guys.
Yeah, full house, and we're celebrating probably the best win we've had since the 2012 Grand Final. 110-point whopping of Geelong. Von, seeming you answered last, you can start off by giving us your thoughts on the match.
I can't believe that happened. I don't really know. I guess actually being at the ground, there was like a little bit of disbelief on how we were playing, and because we normally sit quite low to the ground, I couldn't really see some of the handballs and the inside work that we were doing. So when I got to watch a replay of the match, it was just unbelievable. Our pressure, our tackling efforts, and yeah, our handballs were so slick. I don't really know. I can't think of a negative at all. And Tom, 3 Brownlow votes, Derek's kicked 2 goals. So, you know, there you go.
Okay, Swans Rule, what are your opinions on the match?
Well, it was excellent. We're 57-9 up at halftime, and even though if we were down 9-57, I think game over, I was still worried that we'd come out and throw it away or any, you know, best case win by 30, but to come out and kick another, 14 goals to 4, that was sensational. I don't think there are any weak links. Goodsy back in form was good. Franklin and Tippett were excellent. And that was a fantastic win against someone who I rate really highly in Geelong. A bit unfair, maybe they came off the 2 6-day breaks, which hasn't got much of a mention on the main board or anything, but Yeah, you can't really criticise anyone in that sort of win. It's just a good time to be a fan at the moment, considering some of the crap we had to deal with early on. So we're back on track.
Okay, Punts, can I get your views on the match?
Yeah, I agree with Von. It was a little bit weird at the ground. Everyone was a little bit stunned. I was a little bit stunned. And it just, by the end of it, it started getting a bit of a training drill. It just was goal after goal. But the pressure they put on Geelong was enormous. And just also, being their law of the run, they just ran them off their legs. Kieran Jack, Hanbury, just from one side to the ground to the other side of the ground. Reece Shaw and Nick Malcheski just off the half back. They were just allowed to do whatever they wanted to do. They were just running hard. And Shaw was, I think, back to his... That's probably the best game I've seen Shaw play in probably 2 years. He just kept running, Shaw running. And to be able to go through the middle of the ground and actually, I don't know if you guys seen it, but when he called Tippett up, when he was actually running through the middle of the ground and put up his hand and said, come to me, he shouldn't be allowed to do that. Like, that's just how non-existent Geelong were. Like, he's running through the ground pretty much like a training drill, just saying, oi, run at me, come up. Like, geez, it's just, it was an interesting game, but just the pressure, the handballs in close were exceptional. We do put ourselves under a little bit of pressure sometimes, but when it works, it works well. Craig Bird started off the game, 10 possessions, 14 possessions in the first quarter, and then kicked an early goal in the second. He was awesome the first half. And Lukey Parker, I don't know, everyone was good. I thought everyone was good besides Shedder. That's the only critic. I just think he's off ball. When he didn't have the ball, he didn't work hard at all. I thought he was lazy, and there was a couple of times I reckon if I was the coach, I would have taken him straight off the ground, and he should have been subbed. But besides that, everyone played well. Tippett was good. His kicking at the start was a little bit off, but he rectified that. Good game all round.
Okay, Von, your views on the match?
Again?
I don't believe you mean.
SM.
Actually, I do want to quickly just say my highlight that I forgot to mention, and they got onto the footage as well. We sit right behind the goals.
It's official. Jesus.
We sit right behind the goals, and the ball came over. SM had the chance to mark it, and he completely dropped it, and it's on national TV. And I really wanted to just someone please make a video out of that. Anyway, back to you, SM. Yeah,
do you two share a seat or?
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. I thought you proposed or something. But yeah, whatever.
Okay, SM, dropped Mark aside. What are your views on the match?
Yeah. No, I thought I have to echo the thoughts of Punts and Vaughn and just say it was a very surreal feeling being at the game for that because I've had a few people ask me afterwards what happened, why, how did we win by so much? And you look at the Geelong side and you think, well, they didn't have that many players missing. And we just, I don't know, it just clicked. It was, yeah, the hands in close, the forward structure, tip it up forward was impressive. It's just, yeah, it was an incredible game. I think my only criticism of the side, if you can have one, was we didn't win by more. We were pretty inaccurate in front of goal, probably in the second quarter, most of all, I think. And when you look at that and you look at how we played, we really could have crushed them by, 20 goals almost.
Oh, it was nearly 20. We were only 10 points off of being 20 goals.
Only like 10 off.
Well, 30 goals, I should say.
I do have to agree with that. Like, at times I was worried in the first half that we were going to let them back in, but it just never really happened.
Yeah, second quarter, when Nick Smith missed in front, Malcheski missed. Yeah, there's a few guys that missed in that second quarter. I was blowing steam. I had to walk off for a little bit just because I knew that Geelong normally, they always keep coming, Geelong. You normally get that with them. And I thought, if we've blown our chances here, it'd be spewing. But I don't know, after half time, it was just more and goals just kept coming.
It seemed whenever they kicked a goal, we just immediately went up the other end and got a reply. We just walked through their defence. It was quite incredible.
Yeah. They almost gave up a bit. Bartel was trying to kick, 70-metre torps from about their only highlight. They were flat.
That was very un-Geelong-like.
Admittedly, I don't know how many more times we can say an opposition was flat when we beat them. When we beat Hawthorn, everyone was saying after the match, Hawthorn were flat. When we beat Essendon, everyone was saying Essendon were flat. Same with Fremantle and now Geelong. Can it be just our pressure on the ball carrier is forcing them to be flat, creating pressure that isn't actually there?
No, I've been reading the paper. I think it's something to do with the extra $1 million and that sort of thing. It's nothing to do with our performance or anything like that.
I've never heard about that, actually. Can you tell me a bit more about it?
I asked Peter Gordon about it. He'll tell you.
There's not enough coverage.
My understanding is based on Big Footy is that if you have Tippett in your side, you're going to win the premiership. So, of course, I've forgotten about them, but all of those Adelaide premierships when he was at Adelaide just completely slipped my mind, as well as all the Hawthorn premierships as well from Franklin's time there. It's just, it was nothing to do with the way we're playing.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. All that cola that they're giving to pep us up before the start of the game could be something to do with the caffeine, I reckon.
Well, we look bright at it right at the start of the game.
I guess
all that cola.
What you are saying, in all serious response, is the side deserves a bit of credit for making Geelong look poor, but it was unlike Sydney to run on and continue to dominate the whole game. We normally would have reduced that back to a 50-point win or something like that. So that was pleasing.
It was very satisfying when we were about 90 points up and the team just seemed to sense we can win by 100 here and kicked it up another level or two in the final few minutes.
Mm.
I was just watching that almost like at home just screaming for the 100-point win.
I thought the umpires wanted the 100-point win too when they did that goal review, which that was a bit harsh on Geelong, but then they did the other one at the other end and we got the goal from that as well. So,
in fairness to that goal review, I'm sorry, but one of the goals that got caught a goal was a behind. It was literally, SM, you were sitting there as well.
Yep.
It was a behind. There was no doubting it.
I think Hawkins snapped a goal and it was most definitely went over the behind. It was a behind, but it went over the post and they called it a goal. We were pretty filthy about that.
But it's not right.
I like Tom Hawkins to get over a goal counted. It's not there.
I do also have to go on record and apologise for being at fault for their first and only goal of the first half. I turned to Grimm and asked him what the stat was for the last time Geelong went goalless in a half and they kicked their goal about 30 seconds after that. So the SM curse has returned.
disappointed in
you.
Real
pain in the ass.
Whilst we're all talking about the incredible positivity, and I do want to ask you guys about a few of the performances of different players in our team, even though it's going to be a bit hard to pull in too many negatives. Whilst Adam Goods had a fantastic return to form over the weekend, and Dan Swansraw, I believe you do owe me your signature for a week because of that.
I do
want to accidentally point out his bump he had, or it was an unusual. He did go straight away to Selwood afterwards and apologise, and it seemed like he was trying to make an effort at the ball, but his arms weren't in the air. What are your guys' opinions on that in regards to the match review panel?
There's two different camera angles. One camera angle looks bad, but then the other one where you can see his eyes, he's definitely 100% looking at the ball, and then he's already jumped when he's looking at the ball, and then Selwood sort of taps the ball up, and then Goods knows the ball's gone and just sort of braces. So one angle looks really bad, which they were showing today. They didn't show the other angle on a couple of shows because they probably want him rubbed out. But and then the other angle that you can see on swans.com, you watch it and his eyes are on the ball the whole time, and then he's already jumped off the ground, Selwood's tapped it, and then he sort of braces. So I reckon he'll get points, and I reckon he'll get off with a rep in one.
I've done a bit of research again in the local papers, and so I think it's negligent, reckless high, less the Goods discount, the Indigenous round discount, and the Australian of the Year means the AFL owe him three games extra. But in all reality, I would say 125 points early plea, 90-odd. So he plays, but has the reprimand. That's what I'm hoping. But if he gets a week, I wouldn't protest too much. It was a bit stupid, but that muscle memory from all the jumping he did as a kid was bound to happen one day. And still, it acted like a little bitch who lost his lollipop when he apologised. Like, get over it.
He does that motion a lot, though, when he's going for a mark or the contest. He does that little, like, eyes on the board jump thing, and we all know that Selwood's pretty much Duckwood. So, I mean, you have one person jumping, you have one guy who is renowned for ducking. It's a bit like it was definitely accidental.
Yeah, it's just like in the disco, Goods probably dances like that all the time, and he just, it was just memory. Like, oh, well, I'm in the footy field. I've accidentally hit Selwood. And he said,
well, look, we'll take your word for that. I'm sure you're a massive disco dancer.
Back in the day.
One good thing is it's good that he probably did hit Selwood, because if it was anyone else, they probably would have went down like a bag of shit and stayed down for a while, which Selwood, you know, he's pretty tough, Selwood, so he did get up straight away. But I've seen the footage of Goods going over and apologising, but Selwood acted, you know, he was sort of getting on with the game, I guess. He didn't really take knowledge of Goods, but we'll have to wait till tomorrow.
The problem will be, though, if he gets the week off and he comes in fresh for the Port Adelaide game, it'll be an AFL conspiracy to give him a week to rest up for that game. So he can't win.
Yeah, but
well, that's the thing. I mean, even if he does get a week off, I really wouldn't mind, because, you know, it's good that we are rotating these players and trying new things. And, yeah, if there was any player on the team that I would want to get the week off, imposed or not, it would definitely be good. He's just at that age where you have to manage him, I think.
At the same time, we've
just had a break, and then they're getting another 9-day break to Gold Coast, and he's starting to hit form. I don't reckon he needs a break.
Out of all the players in our team, I think the last player that needs a break at the moment would almost be Goods. He's the type of player that it takes a few matches in a row to really get going.
Weekend with Tony Abbott, though, he probably needs a fucking month off after.
I think he'd be raring to go. He'd be, you know, pumped up, feeling like he's in charge of everything, and it'd be great.
Well, if Roughhead got a week for actually lining up Ben McGlynn, and McGlynn, and he, you know, made head high contact, I can't see how Good gets a week.
I think he'll get a reprimand.
He's Australian of the Year. You can't.
Well,
you
that's
can't
exactly right.
That.
And you can't do that. It's bullcrap.
That's what I said.
If he goes in to the match review and they, you know, all he has to do is walk in to say, "Listen, I'm Australian of the Year, guys." Like, you can't suspend me. It's official. I'm Australian of the Year.
I would love the meltdown if it's not even cited at all. That would be epic.
They were probably too busy focusing on the bounce, the bounce of the year.
Yeah, don't even mention it in the report. Like, not looked at. That would be my favourite.
Did anyone watch the Gold Coast game today?
I did.
Yeah, most of it.
That Matera, he clipped someone with a high bump too, which would have been the same.
Was it even dangerous?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that? So yeah. I don't know who he clipped, Matera clipped. He clipped maybe Wright or someone in the back pocket. He clipped him straight across the head and he come off the ground. So, and that hasn't been cited yet and it hasn't even been spoke about. So if Goods goes, well, he should go too because it's pretty much the exact same incident. Obviously, they're not side bottom instances, you know, but, you know, Matera done the exact same thing.
Hey, you might know the stat, Bonds, but haven't the last seven Swans who've been cited got off at the match review panel?
Didn't Goods go last year? Or was it the year before?
It was like 2011, I think. I don't know.
Okay. It was like 5 years ago.
Does anyone know if he's got carryover points?
No, Goods carryover points aren't actually aren't there anymore. He's got neither a good nor a bad record. So he won't get a 50% discount, but you'll still get a 25% discount with an early guilty plea.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of the last time a Swans player got suspended. Was it Grundy against Hawthorn in 2012?
Benny maybe McGlynn last McGlynn. Year. Yeah, McGlynn. Striking, I think.
Yeah, that's he smacked a left-footer. Overpaid.
The half the Hawthorn team, basically.
No, he smacked the... what's his name?
Franklin.
No, not Franklin. Cycling?
No, the GWS bloke last year.
Palmer?
Scully.
No, Scully. Yeah.
Scully.
Yeah, he whacked Scully and got 2 weeks and done a hamstring at the same time, dickhead.
That's right, yeah. So it wasn't really a suspension anyway because he came back after the injury.
Yeah, so he might as well have done it because he got a hamstring.
May as well go on to the next match, as brilliant as this last one has been. And we do have a interesting matchup against Gold Coast this weekend too. Whilst they weren't too impressive against Adelaide, and SM can thank you me for that tip.
thank you again. Yeah, yet again.
They have been pretty much entrenched in the top four this year, whilst their victories have been against six out of the bottom seven. They've still got some pretty prime movers of the ball. I mean, they've got a certain bold-headed player that scares me a little.
I forget what his name is, but how about Swallow? Swallow's pretty scary. Had a cracking game today.
Yeah, 146 Supercoach points.
Oh, he did indeed. and Ablett's not too bad either. Ablett wasn't as spectacular today because I think, especially in the second half, they lowered their eyes a little bit and found other options inside forward 50, which is a bit concerning for us, I suppose, because if they start to become a little less predictable, then they're young, they're exciting. They're, you know, when they get pumped up, they can kind of do anything, basically. Just saw it happen tonight with GWS when you get a bit of self-belief in the side and all of a sudden you're raring to go. But like you say, they've only beaten six of the bottom seven and a pretty poor Adelaide did deal with them pretty comprehensively today. So I'd still pretty back us to smash them.
I'd be a lot more comfortable if the match was at the SCG. Right now, true. Our form at the SCG is scary, obviously, but we'll see what happens. We haven't done too bad over there over the last few years, but they're a different proposition this year, and I'm worried about their midfield. Prestia, Swallow, who can run through there, but it's mostly been off the halfback flank. Ablett, obviously, it's...
Ablett looks a little bit banged up.
Yeah, he's looking a bit proppy the last few weeks. I think, was it... who'd they play last week? Bulldogs.
Bulldogs and Pickin. Yeah.
Pickin got that huge bump on him.
Several fairly large bumps on him, actually.
Yeah, his shoulder. He looked like he hurt his shoulder a little bit in that one. Wait, am I just imagining that? Do you guys remember Ablett holding onto his shoulder?
Yeah.
In the Bulldogs game?
Yeah, I remember it pretty clearly.
I remember him whacking someone with it.
I didn't deserve to go for that.
No, I agree. He did look a bit sore today, but he still got 25 possessions and kicked 2 goals in a poor game by his standards. So.
Oh, he kicked a cracking goal, I think, in the third or fourth quarter. I can't remember when it was, just outside on the 50 arc, which was absolutely amazing.
My only concern with the Suns is probably they've got a tall forward line, might stretch us down back if we let the midfield get on top. But if we play like we had the last few weeks, as good as I do respect their improvement, but I'm tipping a 10-goal win quite comfortably.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat. You don't want to sound too cocky because, like, I mean, look what GWS did to us. But the form we are in now and the form that they have been in, like, I know you guys have pointed out, it's just been wins against really average sides. And there is no doubt in my mind that when they make finals, they are going to get thrashed. It's going to be ridiculous.
I think their back line's still a little inexperienced too. So even though we talk about our forward line all the time, if we can, I think our forward line will probably expose them. Their back line today sort of didn't hold up when the pressure was on. You know, Taylor Walker absolutely, well, it's his best game back since his knee, Rico.
He's only been playing 3 weeks though.
Who's that?
Taylor Walker.
That's what I mean, and it was his best game back. He looked, he tore him apart today, so there's still a little bit of inexperience, and with the experience we have, you know, surely we're not going to drop the game, but as I said, we've dropped easier games like the GWS game, but I think we'll win. But I think they get Bunnell back, do they?
Yeah, he missed get back.
With a calf soreness, and Thompson, that their full back, he'll probably come back, so he'll either get Tippett, so I might shore him up. You know, a bit taller down back. With
they've also got the option to bring in Matty Warnock, who's not a brilliant defender, but a decent defender. So they certainly will have height down back.
And well, they could bring Carmichael Hunt in if they wanted. So they've got plenty of.
He was best on ground in the Neefel, wasn't he?
Sorry,
Carmichael Hunt.
Is Bock playing? Is he alive, or is he still on drugs somewhere? Or
he's had a setback with his leg.
Nah, look, we'll piss this in. Let's just worry about the Port game, to be honest. Let's be cocky for once. Come on.
You said that against GWS.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said it was going to be a train drill against GWS.
Wasn't on that episode.
In fairness to that, there was absolutely no game the week before, so we had no idea what the form was. We could only go off 2012.
Yeah.
13. I don't even know what year it is.
Well, the 2 weeks before that we smashed them with half a side in the NAB Cup and they had their full side in.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you what, Punts, I'm queuing up for grand final tickets this week. I think we're in.
Why would you say that? You know that he's not going to sleep at night.
SR, try and get the same bay as us because then we can all, you know, have a big pod. We could record the podcast at the grand final. How excellent would that
be? Yeah, before and after. I wonder who'll be at the concert this year.
I reckon this is a good topic to go on about. Bond,
yeah, let's talk about the concert.
Yeah.
Bond's impromptu conversation about the grand final entertainment.
Yeah.
As entertaining as grand final talk is at the current moment, I do think we've got one matchup we may have to worry about this week, and who on our list in our current 22 is going to have the job of minding Gary Applett?
Ben Glynn.
Yeah.
Ben Glynn.
He did a pretty good job on Selwood.
Yeah, run off him. Get Jetta on him.
I don't know.
Go head to head.
Why don't we just put like 10 players on Gary Ablett?
Why would we though? McGlynn will take him.
Yeah, I'd back McGlynn.
You guys would seriously back McGlynn on this?
Yeah.
I'd give him tickets first crack.
Have you seen Gary Ablett's record against the Swans by any chance?
Gary Ablett is one player.
Yeah, but Ben McGlynn hasn't been tagging until this year.
Yeah,
he's never had a chance to go to Gary, so that's irrelevant.
Give him a few stings on the arm, and I reckon Ablett might slow down a little bit.
Ablett missed a game against us last year, I think.
Yeah, he did.
He played. And,
he got injured in the first
Jack,
quarter once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he played in the wet last year. No, he played. It was pissing down rain there last year, and he played. And Kieran Jack took him.
Now that you talk about the weather, that's another thing I want to bring up. Do you guys think that, say, if it was to rain next Sunday, what do you guys think?
On the Gold
Coast? Going by you, it's raining all the time. You put up posts every 5 minutes saying, oh my God, it's just a drizzle. Shit. Everyone,
I'm
get
about
your
to change.
It's going
to
be pissing down.
it's official.
Asking me to buy your buddy rain jackets and umbrellas.
Oh my God,
shit on the way from uni.
You make everyone stress out, like, oh my God, guys, it's just a drizzle. Holy shit. Yeah. And then I'm already like, and it was looking fine. There was nothing wrong with the bloody joint. And you're like, oh my God,
it was drizzling.
Oh my God. There was nothing wrong with it.
Look, if it rains on the weekend, it'll probably take it from a 100-point win to maybe an 80-point win, but we can't take
sunny. But I'm more mad.
I don't
in
like us in the rain.
Like, in general, like, not just against the Gold Coast, in general.
Oh, like grand final day. Well,
look, on grand final, it'll be spring.
I wonder, how do you reckon that'll influence the entertainment?
Look, they'll have to go undercover for most of it, I think, but it depends if they get in.
Should we fly down on the Thursday or just the Friday morning before the parade?
I reckon Friday morning's cheaper.
Yeah, but I want to get there for the parade, so, you know.
I did mean the players, not you.
Okay.
You are important, but...
Okay, guys, what's your worst nightmare and best outcome for this week? Swans roll.
Worst nightmare, probably rain on grand final. No, worst nightmare, I guess, is Ablett gets off the chain and gets 50 possessions because that's their chance of maybe sneaking a competitive loss. And the certainty is Swans by 10 goals. I'm banking it in and I'll throw any money on that.
Okay, Punts, what is your worst nightmare and most likely result?
Grundy to fumble the ball in the back half in his 150th with 30 seconds to go and they kick a goal and win. And the sure thing
that,
is...
Hey, was that your sure thing or your worst
nightmare? No, it's worst.
Sorry, I got confused. It just sounded so short, you know.
No. What are you always copying on Grundy for? And my sure thing is Goods to get off and kick four.
Okay, SM, your sure thing and worst nightmare?
My nightmare is probably an injury to either Tippett or Franklin. More specifically, Tippett. I think I posted a thread on the board during the week. I think Tippett's just about our most important player at the moment. It's no coincidence that our form's improved drastically with him back in the side. So that would probably be my nightmare. My sure thing is that we'll win the game probably by 10 goals. And I could see Tippett, Franklin and Goods kicking 4 each.
Okay, Vaughn, your sure thing and worst nightmare?
Sure thing is that we're going to win. Worst nightmare is that we lose. I'm in Sydney.
Okay, then. My sure very thing.
I was waiting for someone.
That's your sure thing.
Okay, my sure thing for the... this week is the D-Train or Derek's to keep Pike out of the side and force him to come back into reserves and regain form. And my worst nightmare is a surprise loss in the rain.
Oh, God, if it was in the rain, people will talk.
If it's in the sunshine, though, that'll be all right.
We've spoken a lot about the grand final, which is not at all relevant, but I did want to ask, has there been any update on the injuries to... Rampy?
I didn't know he was injured.
He subbed off.
He got subbed off with an injury. Longmire said after the match was a soreness, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Precautionary, they said. But isn't he having a scan tomorrow or something?
Is he? I think Longmire
said that. Look, if it's precautionary, he's pretty much dead. We can just write him off a list.
4 to 6. And Ted looked a bit proppy at some stage too.
Yeah, he was off for a large portion of the match.
But then they put him back on, so...
Then
six.
They took him back off.
Yeah, so he's fine. I seen him at the footy yesterday. He looked fine to me.
He had one woman trainer, one man trainer, and I wasn't sure which one he was enjoying more. So,
yeah, he'd come back on, so I can't see. It would have been wrist if it was a hamstring or anything like that. And then Longmire said in the press conference that Rampy just had some soreness behind his knee and they just decided to sub him off.
As good as Rampy's been, you know, we could cope without him out for a week, but Ted or... Grundy or something like that would be a bit costly.
Yeah. At least step it up. Yeah, no, I don't think there'll be any changes. I think it'll just be the same side.
You'd be pretty hard you'd be pretty harsh if you got dropped from a 110-point win.
If it's along as well, yeah.
Let's say Goods is actually out, who would you guys bring in?
I'd like to see Membry, maybe, or whatever his name is.
I was about to say, yeah, Membry. Bring Membry in.
Just because I like the mix of height and small and tall and wide and fat and skinny and whatever we've got going at the moment. And that's
it seems to be working.
Even though Mitchell's probably banging the door down, but
going on yesterday, it'd probably be Brandon Jack, or if you were to go on yesterday's form in the twos, it'd probably be Brandon Jack or Tim Membry. If Tom Mitchell didn't really play super yesterday. Brand Jack's probably the best game he's probably ever played in the twos, so, but he's had his go, I guess. So,
how did Ryan O'Keefe go?
Just the same old Ryan O'Keefe. Kicked, kicked 0-4. Banged it on the boot a couple of times, a couple of high balls.
So, would we say Would we say his career's pretty much done, if that's the way he's looking in the twos?
Yep. I'll tell you, I'd almost play, from what I saw yesterday, Hewitt, Daniel Robinson, I would be playing before I'd play Ryan O'Keefe, regardless of experience.
That's a sad way to go out.
If we win the next couple before GWS, do you bring O'Keefe in for one farewell game if he says he'll retire?
St Kilda at home.
Yeah, anything. I think he deserves one game at least, if everything goes according to plan.
Because Ruse was never one to give people farewell games, was he? But do we reckon Horse would?
I think he deserves it, doesn't
he? Horse got gifted a grand final appearance, so he may as well give someone to get him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't see many changes unless... If Rampy doesn't get up, I'd probably say Gary Rowan. He's been playing that role in the twos now for a month, and he looked really good yesterday and didn't have any. I didn't see him go for his leg once, played out the game. And so he's been playing Rampy's role in the twos. So if Rampy does miss, I think it'll be Gary Rowan in. I can't see him upgrading Biggs if it's, you know, not a long-term injury. So probably that's the only change I could really see happen if Rampy didn't get up. But we haven't heard
about What about Matthew Dick? You see any chance to get up anytime soon?
No, he was out the hamstring. They lost his penetration down back yesterday, but wasn't.
That's disappointing. Yeah,
goes in hard though, doesn't he?
He'd be a bit stiff with that injury, wouldn't he?
He does have a massive dick.
Okay, guys.
That really is bad. I'm sorry. It was funny, and then that just happened.
Okay, guys. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Swans Big Footy Podcast. I'm Bonds. Yes.
It's official.
It's official.
Okay. Thank you, guys, and good night.